The shots at Fort Sumter in April of 1861 are often considered the first military action of the Civil War. However, one can make a case that the battle in this Kansas town 5 years prior was the event that made the war inevitable. The story of that town and its leader is today's edition of The American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Today, John Brown is an important figure in Civil War history. Not so when he came to this town.
He was not well known, really, until he came here. As a matter of fact, if you will read history books, he is known as Osawatomie Brown because of his association with this town. And he's associated with this town because of the Battle of Osawatomie, and this cabin is on the site of the Battle of Osawatomie.
Brady Atwater at the John Brown Museum State Historic Site says on August 30th, 1856, about 40 free staters, led by Brown, encountered up to 400 men under the direction of John Reed.
Pro-slavery forces won the battle. But in terms of after the battle, the Free State people won the publicity battle because they considered it a moral victory. But they rode into Osawatomie and they burned the town and only left three buildings standing.
His stand against pro-slavery forces gained him national notoriety as a militant abolitionist. The events in Osawatomie further motivated his efforts.
As he watched Osawatomie burn, he told his son, God sees it. And then he told his son that he was going to carry the war in back east, and he was going to go back to the center of slavery.
Brown did take the war east, organizing the raid at Harper's Ferry, West Virginia in 1859. But Atwater reminds us that the events in this Kansas town shaped what was to come.
What happened here reverberated and changed national history. It was the precursor to the Civil War. It's where people started fighting over the issue of slavery first, and Fort Sumter was an echo of this.
As early as 1859, people were already coming to the cabin in which John Brown resided so they could see where the abolitionist made his first stand. It is preserved yet today. Traveling the countryside in Osawatomie, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.